there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Happy March. Today is March the 1st. Can you believe that? We are, we're going to look at the mass readings. My name is Gary Zimek. I'm glad to be with you. Sometimes I forget to introduce myself. I get right into the topic. We are going to look at the mass readings for the Friday of the second week of Lent. The message today is, as I was praying over the readings, I call this message producing good fruit. In a sense, this ties into yesterday's theme. We talked about yesterday's theme. It's a reminder, once again, that we have limited time in this life on earth to live in a way that would please God and bring honor and glory to His name. And by doing so, we can, by virtue of the merit given to us through Jesus Christ and His death and resurrection, we can arrive one day in heaven upon our death. But it does depend on how we live our life. The reading yesterday, the gospel yesterday, and today it's kind of a follow-up. It's important. It's not just how we think. It's just not how we feel. It's what we do. It does matter. The Lord expects us to give fruit, to produce good fruit. Lent is the time for us to take a look at the fruit we're producing and recognize that maybe we're not bearing as much fruit as we should. I know I'm coming to that realization. Let's look at the gospel from today's daily mass, Matthew chapter 21. We're going to start in verse 33. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures? 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." And the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables. They knew that he was speaking about them, and although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. This is a message to us, obviously directed at some of the Jews who were not doing a good job, who felt they were entitled, not living a good life, but saying that, well, we got it made, we're the chosen people, we're going to be favored by God. It doesn't matter if we go to Mass every week, even every day. If we're not living in a way that would please God and bring honor and glory to Him, we can't just assume we're going to coast into heaven. Tough message, isn't it? It's a really tough message. God expects us to produce good fruit, not just to know our faith, not just to pray a lot. All of that's good, but it's got to produce something. There has to be some external fruit produced. And in fact, that's the way we know we're on the right track. Readings like this shake me up. This particular gospel shakes me up. It motivates me to do a better job. We've got plenty of time left during Lent. Now's the time to work on this. One day, we're going to be judged by the fruit we produce. That does shake me up. Let's work on it together. Hope you have a great weekend. I look forward to joining you next week right here on the program. God bless you.